Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Carrie Ann Fisher, Executive Director of Therapet in Tyler, along with Julie Miller, a founding volunteer, and
Phoebe,
Julie's Therapet dog. Phoebe got some interesting reactions when you came in today. She just never fails to draw attention, does she? And she's being nice and quiet today, but we'll talk a lot about Phoebe and some other things during the course of the show. Great to have you with us, by the way.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
You bet. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Carrie Ann, we've done, I believe, several shows with Therapet over the years. Last one probably a little bit over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the same information, but some new wrinkles as well. Well, let's just go over the basics. What is Therapet? What do you do? How did it all get started? You're in your 25th year now.
We are. Our anniversary is this year. We're super excited about that. We were founded in 1994 when an occupational therapist came and did a presentation, and Julie can elaborate a little bit because she was there as a founding volunteer. The goal of Therapet is to use animals to motivate, comfort, and inspire people. So we promote health, hope, and healing through the use of animals as a tool. And I will let Julie share a little bit about the founding.
The founding event was we had the occupational therapist came and gave a presentation at what was then called Tyler Rehab, which is now Christus Mother Francis Rehabilitation Hospital, and talked to us about how we could use therapy animals helping rehabilitate patients who had suffered strokes or spinal cord injuries or any number of debilitating diseases. And it was interesting because I had a yellow lab at the time named PETA, and I thought, oh, she'll never be able to do this. She's so disobedient. And a friend of mine encouraged me to try and do it, and that's how I got started 25 years ago volunteering, and I've continuously volunteered since then.
Okay, and you have some other stories to tell. I guess you and Phoebe both, and we'll share those during the course of the show. Is it a national organization, Carrie Ann?
No, Therapet is local to East Texas. We were founded here in Tyler and have served the East Texas area since our founding. However, we do a little education around the country for other people who are interested in learning more about animal-assisted therapy, but our services are here.
Okay. And who provides the services? You rely as practically all nonprofits do heavily on volunteers.
We do rely on volunteers, and that's one of the things that we always need more of. Carrie Ann can give the actual numbers, but we always need therapy animal teams because, as everyone knows, therapy animals don't live as long as humans do, and so they're constantly in need of being replaced, and we need more dogs and people to volunteer and help us provide our services to the community.
Therapet is somewhere in East Texas almost every day, often at more than one facility on the same day.
Yes. Yeah, we average about 1.56 visits a day.
1.56 visits a day. You got
an interesting number.
We're talking about really crunching the numbers.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann Fisher and Julie Miller with Therapet and Tyler, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We briefly touched on this earlier. You provide animal-assisted therapy. Now, what exactly is animal-assisted therapy? I know it may not necessarily be what people think of when they think of using animals to heal.
Sure. A lot of times what people think about is more of a visitation program where volunteers bring their dogs to hospitalized patients and let them pet the dogs and feel better. And that absolutely is part of our program and is important. But animal-assisted therapy is when the animal is used as a tool in goal-directed therapy. So things like what Julie was talking about at the rehabilitation hospital, if someone is recovering from a stroke, for example, and they have a weaker side, they might pet the dog using that weaker hand, stand at the therapy table so they're working on bearing weight. In some cases, throwing a ball for a dog to fetch helps work on range of motion. They use the dog as a tool or cat in speech. So the speech therapist might say, while you're having the interaction with the animal, find out how is the dog trained? What's the dog's name? What breed is the dog? And then they report it back to the speech therapist, and they've worked on both speech and memory then. So the dog is used as a tool for a variety of different things.
In other words, or maybe even in the same words, up to a point. This is a very intensive training. These animals aren't just brought in to make people feel better. They are, but they do more than that. And they have to be specially chosen and specially trained. And it's pretty very intensive training, I would say.
It is. Training takes at least a year, and in many cases, 2-3 years. And then the lifespan of a therapy animal tends to be about 6 years.
Okay. So. What facilities, 6 years, that sounds like maybe not very long. Are you talking about the lifespan of
their actual ability to work as a therapy animal?
Okay. Yeah. Some of them can stick around longer than that, though, don't
some
they?
Some do. But part of the concern is we want to make sure that any of the animals that are volunteering are truly volunteering as well. So if there are problems with sore hips or, you know, any physical issues that make it difficult for a dog to volunteer, we want the dog to enjoy it as much as the people do.
Okay. What facilities does the TheraPet serve? And I see that there are quite a few.
Do you want to talk a little bit about where you and Phoebe go, Julie?
Sure. Phoebe and I tend to volunteer at Christus Mother Francis Hospital on Wednesday nights, where we do the visitation program. One of the interesting stories I have from that hospital is that we had a young man who was in bed after surgery, and the nurses had been trying to get him up to walk, and he wouldn't walk. And I said, well, you know, Phoebe came to visit you, and if you're not willing to get up and walk, she's going to be very disappointed. And he's, fine. So he got up, and he walked her about 250 feet, and then he decided that he would also like to throw the ball for her. So okay. He threw the ball a little bit. So that's one of the places. We also like to volunteer at the rehab hospital and do some of the community events.
All righty. Some of the names I see on here, Encompass Health, UT Health, Tyler, Jacksonville, and North Campus. Mm-hmm. So different UT Health Tyler facilities around East Texas. You also go into schools, and this is where it gets a little interesting to me, and I'm sure to a lot of our listeners. You think of TheraPets, or I've come to think of TheraPets primarily as animals that help people who have been ill, who need rehabilitation, things of that nature. But how do they work in schools?
Well, at Tyler ISD, we go to the Wayne D. Boshier Center for Exceptional Programs and work with the special needs students around a lot of the same kind of issues we work with patients at the rehabilitation hospital. Same at Chapel Hill, we work with a lot of special needs students. But in Beckville, our focus is the READ program. Mm-hmm. And Beckville ISD, students who are struggling a little bit with their reading, read to a dog. And there are a lot of studies that show that reading comprehension increases for children who read aloud to a dog.
Very interesting.
Non-judgmental, but they know the dog is listening. And also, one of the things that happens to us when we pet a dog is our stress hormone levels go down. So if you're stressed about reading aloud and you feel more comfortable because you're petting a dog while you're reading the story, it's easier to learn and to feel more confident in reading.
Okay, very interesting. The Tyler piece, the Boshier Center, seems to kind of dovetail with the kinds of things you do most of the time, but mm-hmm. you get into Chapel Hill, and I guess especially in Beckville, you're doing something that's really different from that. Seems to show a little bit about the flexibility, the variety of things some of these animals are capable of taking on.
Absolutely.
Community organizations, Children's Advocacy Center, the East Texas Crisis Center, Breckenridge Village, which I believe is a facility for the mentally disabled.
Special needs adults.
Special needs uh-huh. adults, okay. What kinds of things are you doing at those facilities?
At the Children's Advocacy Center, we have traditionally had animals work with children who are a little bit stuck in their therapy. And one of the things that people who volunteer there talk about is that sometimes the therapist will have the dog share their story, and it makes it easier for the child to then talk to the therapist about the difficulties they've experienced in terms of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So children who aren't talking and aren't opening up sometimes feel more comfortable if they can talk to the dog first before they talk to the therapist.
All righty then. Again, very interesting. Talking to Julie Miller and Carrie Ann Fisher with TheraPet and Tyler. Carrie Ann is the executive director, Julie a founding volunteer, along with her dog Phoebe. Let's not leave Phoebe out of the picture. She's being so quiet and well-behaved today. Both of and you're a founding volunteer of Therapet with a lot of stories to tell, some of which you've already told, and we're going to be hearing some more of those. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Libraries, the Lily Russell Memorial Library in Lyndale. What goes on at the library?
Well, we have a READ program there, too. In fact, we just started it in 2017, and we go into the library, and children can sign up for slots to read to a dog.
And what happens when they read to a dog? What good comes out of that?
Well, one of the things, in addition to reading comprehension increasing and confidence increasing, is they've found that children experience sometimes a greater,
they develop greater vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
And it's partially because they sometimes will read books they find more challenging because they're more comfortable reading with the dog as well.
Mm-hmm. Those amazing animals.
Yes,
what more can we say?
Exactly. Well, and one of the things that's really neat about the Lily Russell Library is that Miranda Lambert's Mutt Nation Foundation had donated a large doghouse, like a playhouse, but huge doghouse, and it's full of books about pets, and the children read to the dogs in the doghouse. So it's pretty cute to see.
I imagine it's kind of cute just to think
it
about.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. The Skyview Prison Unit in Rusk, and also Rusk State Hospital. That's really an entirely different angle on the kinds of services you provide.
Absolutely. At the Skyview Unit, we're working with the inmates and prisoners and residents who have mental health issues, and it's part of their occupational therapy at Skyview they have to have great behavior. Mm-hmm. Between the times that their pet is visited, and then they, as a reward in some ways, they get to visit with the animals.
It's a privilege for them to be able to come. It's a behavior modification tool that the occupational therapists use.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Now, how can somebody request Therapet services?
Well, they can certainly call our office, 903-535-2125. There's also a place under the contact tab on our website, which is therapet.org, that gives two options. One is to request regular services from Therapet, and the other is to request us to appear at an event. We do some community events around the area throughout the year in order to both increase awareness of Therapet, and a lot of times the events are tied into organizations that we have partnerships with as well.
Mm-hmm. As long as we've been giving out contact information, let me kind of fill in some of the blanks here. Your training center is at 225 East Amherst, Suite 200, and that's in Tyler, of course. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, closed on Saturday and Sunday. So you do walk-ins. People can just come in and visit and ask
Absolutely.
Questions and pick up some reading material, things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And if they're looking for nice items for their pets, we have some items for sale that benefit their pet as well, including some bandanas that are partially mm-hmm. made for us by some of the residents at Skyview. And occasionally we have some of our healer snacks, which are made by some of the students at Beauchere's.
Okay. And again, that office phone number, 903-535-2125. Email is info@therapet.org. Website is www.therapet.org. And you can go to that website for lots of information, including if you want to drop something in the mailbox, there's a mailing address listed on there as well. There is a waiting list for your services, and there is a waiting list because you need
more volunteers.
Okay. And what kinds of things are the volunteers going to be doing? Along with the things that Julie does, what different types of opportunities are available for volunteers?
Well, we always need volunteers without animals to help things like preparing rooms before visits. We take protecting the health and safety of everyone involved in our program very seriously. So there are things like laying a towel on the bed before a dog visits with a patient and making sure that the patient and any guests in the room truly want to see the dogs. We really make sure we're not visiting people that are either fearful or have other reasons why they shouldn't be visiting with an animal. So screening is important. And then making sure that hand sanitizer is used appropriately, all those kind of things to prevent any spread of infection.
Mm-hmm.
We also really need great pictures, because our story can sometimes be hard to tell in words, and having a volunteer who will take pictures of the interactions and really capture it is huge for us. Helps us explain what we do to people. And then there's always a need for help on committees and help in the office. And we are 100% volunteer run, with the exception of myself and one other staff member who help with the administration side. But all the services are provided by volunteers. So volunteers are our life's blood. They're everything.
You bet. Like so many other nonprofits, TheraPet certainly being no exception. And if you want to volunteer for TheraPet based on what you're hearing today or anything else you might have picked up just along the way from the internet or wherever, you can call 903-535-2125 and let them know that you're interested in volunteering or learning about volunteer opportunities. And I believe Rebecca will be the one that will take that on and just kind of show you the way from there. Or people can just drop on by.
Absolutely.
Sure thing. All right, 225 East Amherst.
Yes. And one of the things about the way Julie volunteers with her animals is that we allow our volunteers to look at their own schedule, what their interests are, where their animal seems most comfortable, and they pick and choose from a calendar when and where they volunteer. So for people who are working full-time, very busy lives, getting kids to soccer practice, or having grandchildren come and stay for 2 weeks, it's still very possible to volunteer with TheraPet. We're very flexible, and it's based a lot on what works for you, what works for your animal, and what works with your schedule.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We typically have something available 7 days a week. So if someone wants to volunteer, there's always something that they could do.
Very good. I guess that really kind of sums it up, Julie. Julie Miller and Carrie Ann Fisher, founding volunteer and executive director, respectively, of TheraPet in Tyler, our guests this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Now we get down to the nitty-gritty. I think we kind of been there all along, but this is really important. This is where we get into the aspect of why it's not just for comfort animals. It goes well beyond that. And the question initially, the basic question is, how does a dog become a TheraPet? But you don't just have dogs. You have a few cats, and mm-hmm. I think the cockatoo is still in the picture, too.
Yes, we have an umbrella cockatoo named Cuddles. The key thing is that dogs who are going to become TheraPets have to start with a prerequisite, which is they have to have their Canine Good Citizen Certificate, which is an American Kennel Club certificate showing that they have the obedience skills down. It usually is administered, the test for that, toward the end or the last day of an intermediate or advanced obedience class. Mm-hmm. And that's something that the dogs complete somewhere else. There are a lot of facilities around the area that offer that training. Once they've completed the Canine Good Citizen, they sign up to take a skills class at TheraPet, at our training center. At the end of that class, they take a skills test to make sure that they can perform all the skills regularly and appropriately. Then they are signed up also for a temperament test, which measures things beyond skills. It's sort of their fundamental reaction to stressful situations. If an animal then passes that test, then they do an apprenticeship where they do at least 3 visits, frequently more like 4 or 5, with an experienced TheraPet volunteer in actual facilities to make sure that the animal can apply the skills in a real life setting.
So these dogs or cats or cockatoos or maybe some other animals will pop into the picture. You know, I guess you probably had some few surprises over the years.
Yes.
And by the time all this is over with, they are ready to go. Just like our friend Phoebe, who is visiting with us this morning, along with Julie and Carrie Ann from TheraPet. How long does that process take from start to finish, the training and everything?
Generally, at least a year. Again, sometimes more like 2 or 3. Part of the issue is that some animals mature at a different rate. And even though an animal might be able to perform all the skills, if there's a maturity issue, it isn't always the best idea. And sometimes you need to hold off for a year. Julie's nodding because she's experienced some of the maturity issues here and there.
Okay.
I mean, it happens. It happens. And we, like I said, one of the things we really try to make sure of is that volunteering is an enjoyable experience for the dog as, or cat or bird as well.
Mm-hmm. How does someone know if he or she has a dog or other type of animal that would be or might be a good TheraPet candidate?
If your dog enjoys being around people, if your dog is not fearful of different situations, if you've done a good job of socializing your dog or cat, then that animal may be appropriate for a TheraPet. It's really the dog needs to be comfortable in all sorts of situations. And a lot of our animal volunteers train in places that allow animals in the city. So there's different public places that you can take your dogs. And if they're comfortable in those situations, comfortable meeting people, then they're probably appropriate.
Okay, so if that sounds like your pet and you think you might want to be involved by offering your animal as a therapet, again, just get in touch. Training Center and the office are at 225 East Amherst in Tyler, just off Broadway, South Broadway, just a little bit inside the Loop. Hours of operation Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. And website is www.therapet.org. You can learn it all on there. And we'll just give out the phone number real quick. Once again, 903-535-2125. Other ways that people can support Therapet. And I know we need to talk about donations here and also just about helping get the word out.
Yeah, one of the things we're always surprised about is that we've been around for 25 years, but we still have people who don't quite know who we are and what we do. And so if anyone who's listening has a friend who is interested in volunteering or is in a situation where they themselves have a pet who they enjoy spending time with and they're interested in giving back to the community, it's a great way to sort of multitask. You get to spend quality time with your pet, keep your pet's skills up, and experience something together that's helpful for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We always say there are a lot of organizations that help animals in East Texas, but we're unique in that we're a way you can use your animal to help people.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, those financial donations, all important. You're
always
a 501c3
yes.
nonprofit, and you can donate online or call to find out about the maybe how to drop a check in the mail or run one by the office. The mailing address is listed online. We won't go through all those numbers, but you can find it at www.therapet.org. A little under 10 minutes, maybe 9 minutes left in the show. And Julie, I know you've told one story so far. This might be a good time for you to share maybe a couple of others that you'd like to tell us.
Sure. One of my favorite stories is the patient who was in a coma, who, as a nurse, I knew the patient had purposeful movement, meaning they were doing things that made sense, but they would not respond to any kind of a command. And I asked the family if they thought maybe bringing an animal in would help this patient, and they said, oh, she loves dogs. Then I said, okay. So we brought in one of the therapy animals, and we laid it next to her on the bed on a towel and had her and placed her hand on the animal's back. And all I said to her was, I said, I want you to try and scratch the dog that's laying next to you. And her hand just laid there, and all of a sudden, just very perceptibly, imperceptibly, you could see her fingers just start to move.
Mm.
And then she started to fully scratch the dog, and within 10 minutes, she was stroking the dog from head to tail. Hadn't opened her eyes, hadn't spoken, hadn't done anything else that was to a command except for that. And her family was all in tears. I was in tears. It was just an amazing moment. And the very next day, she came out of her coma.
The very next day.
The very next day.
Amazing. Can you top that one, or at least break even with another
story
for us?
You know, that's one of my favorites, but... Go ahead.
One of my favorites that I'd love for you to tell is about the gentleman that wasn't using his device to speak.
Hmm. There was a gentleman who had his larynx or his voice box removed, so he couldn't speak, and he needed to use an electronic voice box that he mm-hmm. would put up to his neck to speak.
Yeah.
And he had been visiting with the therapy dogs for maybe about 5 or 10 minutes, and his wife was with him at the bedside, and his wife had done all the talking, and he had smiled and nodded the whole time. And at the end of our visit, we were saying goodbye, and he started getting a little agitated and shaking his finger at his wife, trying to get her attention. And he kept pointing at a box, and she finally got that he wanted his electronic voice box. And he took his electronic voice box and put it up to his neck and said, thank you.
Oh, my.
And his wife said, he never uses that. We have been trying to get him to use that to talk, and that's the first time he's been willing to do it on his own.
Hmm. Amazing stories.
The animals provide a lot of motivation that is oftentimes unseen. And mm-hmm. that's one of the most beautiful things that I think we offer.
Great stories. And this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. Welcome if you're just joining us. We're visiting with Julie Miller and Carrie Ann Fisher with Therapet in Tyler. Now, we said earlier that it's your 25th year. Got anything special planned? I think you said something before air about a volunteer banquet coming up in April.
Right. We have a volunteer banquet every year, but since it's the 25th, we're doing some special things for the volunteer banquet this year. And we have some other surprises in the works. So people who are interested, keep an eye on our website and our Facebook page and our Instagram. There will be some exciting things happening this year celebrate the silver anniversary.
Silver anniversary. And you have a big fall fundraiser coming up, and it's going to be in October, I believe. Still trying to nail down exactly what we're looking at, but what do you call that?
It's called Therapet Totally Unleashed, and it always involves dinner and the band. And one of those great things, if you're one of the people who you go to somebody's party and you look for their dog, there are dogs at our party every year.
All right, more details on that coming up. Some of the things that I am just kind of going through my notes here that I wanted to touch on, the services you provide, we've pretty much gone over those. I don't know if we mentioned that there are educational seminars that you mm-hmm. provide. Maybe we should talk about that a little bit.
I'll let Julie talk about that.
Julie?
Over the years, we have provided seminars both locally here in Tyler as well as across the country for people who are interested in starting their own programs. And so we've done a comprehensive two-day seminar where they come and they learn how to utilize animals in therapy programs. We have also presented at nursing conferences over the years, providing continuing education credit on the use of animals in the hospital setting. And we are scheduled to present at the American Association of Critical Care Nurses National Teaching Institute in Orlando in May, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Given the fact that you do things on a national level, not to mention all the things you do in East Texas, Therapet strikes me as, and we get into semantics here, some people say there is no pretty unique. Either you're unique or you're not. But at the very least, Therapet has always struck me as a pretty unique organization, at the risk of offending someone who has a better command of the English language. With that said, because of you, it seems that, and based on what you just told me, it sounds like there are other Therapet-type organizations starting up because of the training you provide.
I will definitely say that very early on, when we started in the hospital, we had people say, "What are those dogs doing here?" And now we have people who will stop and answer the questions, so we don't even have to do it. And because of our education, there have been numerous programs started across the country using our model and our way of doing it and making sure that it's done right. And we were one of the first organizations that took them into the hospital as well as the intensive care units. And it's pretty exciting to see what other people are doing across the country.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the world. I was just approached to write a chapter on nursing for a textbook on animal-assisted therapy, and the editor that is doing the book is in Australia.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good ways around the world. So international plus, I guess you could say. As we get down close to the end of the show, one of the other things I wanted to draw attention to, and you can't really overemphasize this. If you go to the website, you'll find the basic mission of Therapet, which you provide animal-assisted therapy in East Texas. That's pretty much a summary of it. Mission statement is to utilize specially trained and certified animals to promote health, hope, and healing. There's a vision statement on there, and then we get into the values. Things like caring and service and integrity and respect. We've talked about the nuts and bolts of what you do, but those values and that mission and that vision statement are really, that's the foundation mm-hmm. of why you're in business and why you stay in business and why you're so successful.
Absolutely. They underlie everything that we do. We provide a variety of different services, but those values and our mission and our vision drive everything that we do.
Mm-hmm. And they motivate the volunteers. I will tell you that our volunteers will say, you know, I'm tired. I'm not sure I want to volunteer tonight. And then you get there. And this happened to my husband and I the other night. We volunteered together, both of us. He volunteered with Phoebe. And we went to the hospital. We were both tired. But when we left, we had more energy than when we'd gotten there because of what we had been able to give back to other people.
Well, that's always got to be a plus. And briefly touching again, under the education tab on your website, there's a quick question. Would your facility like to host a future seminar? And if you would, needless to say, you can get in touch with a folks at Therapet. There are just a lot of ways that people can get involved in the community, and I know going around and talking to churches, clubs, civic groups, nonprofit organizations like you're doing today.
Yeah, we'd love to. Any invitations, we'd be happy to receive them.
Okay. And again, just to kind of sum up, volunteer banquet coming up April 4th, and then the big fundraiser, Therapet Totally Unleashed. Details still to come, but that will be in October, so stay tuned. Therapet, again, 225 East Amherst and Tyler. Website is www.therapet.org, and we are just about out of time. Carrie Ann Fisher, Executive Director, and Julie Miller, Founding Volunteer with Therapet and Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. Thanks so much for coming in, along with Phoebe, our Therapet of the day, and getting us up to speed on what you do.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Carrie Ann and Julie are our guests this morning from Therapet. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.